So this 2020 session, we are planning to work on a private possession ownership ban for exotic pets. And we're really hoping to limit the amount of exotic pets that individuals might keep or come into contact with. And what we're trying to include in this bill would be animals like tigers, big cats, also hyenas, wolves, bears, crocodiles, things of that nature. We're also hoping to have an exemption for zoos and sanctuaries that are accredited that take care of these animals when they become displaced or released into the community.
You know, each state regulates pet ownership of exotic animals. Indiana's laws are relatively lenient from what I understand.
Indiana is the only state in the surrounding area, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, and Kentucky all have laws that either are a complete or a partial ban for exotic animals. And with Indiana not having anything other than a registration for certain types of animals with the Department of Natural Resources, we feel like we're kind of alone, and it's an attractive place to bring exotic pets since these other states have stricter regulations. So we also feel like this is really important because when an animal that it is an exotic pet might be released or it escapes, it presents a public safety concern to law enforcement officers and also shelter workers in the community that are not equipped to handle these types of animals, like maybe dogs or cats. So we also feel like there's a problem with communicating certain types of zoonotic diseases, so like tuberculosis or rabies, things like that, if people come into close contact with these animals. So there really are a lot of public safety concerns, and just in addition to, you know, these animals being kept in places that might be not ideal for their environment.
Do you have to apply for a permit to own a wild animal?
So the Department of Natural Resources has a permitting system for certain classes of animals. So if you have a tiger or bear, DNR asks that you pay a $10 fee and you can register that animal. But I think the reality is it's a nominal fee, and people often don't even really do the registration process. And so it leaves us in a bad situation because we don't necessarily know exactly how many exotic animals we have within the state. Specifically, we had an incident recently up in Lafayette where tragically a woman was asphyxiated by a python, a reticulated python, and here in Indiana we actually have no regulations for giant constrictor snakes. DNR does have a permit for venomous snakes, but constrictor snakes are not on that list. So when incidents like this occur, we're kind of left saying, well, I'm not sure what to do because we don't have an idea of how many snakes are in the state. And obviously, it would be great if we could prevent these tragic situations from occurring to begin with.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.